The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Spreading as quick as I can, woman.
Oh, it's an endless flow. Why can't we breakfast at the same time like other families? I've got better things to do than wash up all day. Oh, my hands are shrivelling up. Not so much.
I'll have as much as I want.
Oh, they're all sore anyway from the flipping pot bank.
Here, have your plate. I'll do it.
Oh, no, you won't. I'm not having crumbs.
Well, pipe down, then. I can't win.
There's no harm in you doing this.
Out of the road, then. I'll do it when I've scoffed this. Gone out to the wrong side again, have we?
Morning. I brought you
mailing. How out, Mark.
I suppose you won't fill your face and all.
Sorry, shall I go out and come back in again?
Done across her, mate. She's liable to explode.
What's up with her?
Nothing's up with me.
No, you're happy as a pig in muck, obviously.
Ecstatic. Right, this can sit here all day as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, storm off. Let's not talk about it. Done or explain. Just leave me. Guess what's up. She's giving me palpitations here.
Do I detect a slight atmosphere?
Atmosphere? Where she's been this past week, it's a wonder I had her throttled. What have I got to do? Took her out for a nosh the other week. That didn't work. Then I suggested moving ice, thinking that'd put a smile on her face.
No, it didn't.
We're staying firmly put. End of story.
Good, because I've come to do your garden. It was arranged, Dad.
Oh, you can concrete over that lot for me.
But I've ordered a cartload of horse mulch.
As if there ain't enough of that flying round. Where are you off to now?
Out.
Out where?
Just out. I'm popping to Jammies, that's all, okay?
I'm putting the garden straight for you, Mum.
Tarduck, your dad'll do you some dinner.
Well, you'll be back for then, won't you? Jammies is only a cockstrider, has it upped and gone? See what I mean? I can only take so much of this, Mark, before I up and blinking well go. Oh, what's these then? Bills, more than likely. That, mine, that's a coal board stamp. Yep. Make the compensation. Oh, dear Mr. Colclough, never mind that. Where's check? Here. Blow me, Mark. It's for 10 grand!
10,000 smackers!
More than I thought! 10,000! Blow me, I'm rich! I'm absolutely loaded!
Oh, Bryn, let me sit down.
Really? Of course, help yourself.
I'm going berserk. I'm going round the twist.
You've caught me unawares, really.
Oh, in front of me, son. It's stupid.
I'll be with you in a second.
Is there a cup of tea going?
You might strangle some from that pot. I just found this sausage needed eating, so...
And 2 pounds of lard, by the looks.
Oh, there she goes. Oh, pour me one, will you, love?
I don't think it'll go. It'll be a close thing.
Oh, there. Now, love, what's up?
Oh, what isn't up?
I can't pretend I didn't, yeah. I don't suppose you told Ray about us, your decision to leave?
Mark's there. It just wasn't the right time.
Oh, it's never the right time.
I'll tell him, Bryn. I promise.
Soon.
Soon.
Today.
Yes. Eat that. Oh, it's all gone in one ear and out the other, ain't it?
Why? What did you say to him?
I'm not talking about Ray now. I'm talking about you and this meal.
Oh, like I say, I found...
You found nothing. Why don't you listen? I tried to frighten you to death with facts and figures about heart disease.
Oh, you did that, my love.
And what good's it done?
Absolutely no good at all.
Oh, you're enjoying this.
I am. It's delicious.
Not that. I mean, taking the mickey out of me. I've had 20-odd years of that next door. That's what I'm planning on leaving behind.
All right, girl. Simmer down. I'm sorry.
And if I do leave...
If?
When? When I do leave... I want to leave for a bloke who's fighting fit, who's capable of giving me what's missing.
All right, all right. One last mouthful.
Well, make sure it is, or you'll get another mouthful from me. Oh, Lord, listen to me. Nagging.
I want you to nag at me till the cows come home. Rini, you're beautiful when you're angry. Oh, I'm embarrassed now, you know. Arguing in my kitchen... In my pyjamas about my sausage.
We shouldn't fall out over such a little thing.
Listen, my love, I didn't mean to be flippant. Look at the sun, that shaft of light. This should be a celebration, no less. A celebration of our future together.
I know.
And I tell you something else. You say I shouldn't get et up? Oh, that's true, I suppose. But the only reason I've been et up these past few weeks is because of you.
Me? It's you who's necking the fatty food.
She loves me not, I kept saying. Well, that's done my heart no good, I can tell you. I've eaten like this for nigh on 30 years and never had a single twitch. Till I fell in love with you.
Oh, you're making me feel awful.
There's nothing awful about it. You've made your decision, my love. And me, the happiest man on earth. So now I'm going to get a hold of myself and live my life to the full. You watch.
I'll drink to that.
So, this afternoon, while you're next door picking your moment, I'll be in my garden.
I should put some clothes on first.
Oh, I was rather hoping you wouldn't say that.
Your sweetheart, if you will be mine, all my life. All right, you'll have it all flying off its blinking inches. All right,
Connie Cartledge, my Samaritan.
All right, well, get this into your thick skull. You can't have a drink because we're not old.
I don't want to drink, lovey. Oh, just listen.
You can't even stand up.
Oh, sure up and listen. It's dawn.
It's a damn sight later than that, and I'm supposed to knock off for 10.
No, dawn. My dawn.
Why, what's she done?
She's gone.
Gone?
She's done a runner. She's vanished. She's slung her hook.
Oh, my goodness. Have you any idea where?
Well, I wouldn't be standing here, would I? She left this note.
Here, give me that. Mum, just to let you know I've left. Sorry, your drinking is getting me down. We don't get on anymore. Don't worry. I'll be okay, Dawn. P.S. Love you.
I've been a teacher of the throat since I gave her a rocket. An hour's left for me. All on me tongue.
Have you tried market?
Yeah, fella flogging umbrellas, a wench went off in the van selling door to door. I bet she's took my dawn. I told you she were bad news. I knew there'd be ruptions. I'll throttle her when I get my hands on her.
Right.
Where are you going?
Round to Irene's, see she knows out.
Can't I just have that drink?
Bryn, what shall I do? Sneak out the front?
You'll do nothing of the kind, my love. This is our opportunity. We've nothing to hide.
Come in, Bryn. I thought I could whiff it. I said to myself, hello, so much cooking in there. What you doing here?
I just popped to see how Bryn's doing.
Oh, you have you? Are you sure that's all you've popped for see?
What do you mean?
What's going on here? What are you two playing at?
We're not playing at anything.
All right, Rini. I'll handle this.
All right, Rini. Big Bryn will handle this. Oh, come on, Bryn, out with it. Just popping jammies, she said. Now I discover she's breakfasting here again. She won't have breakfast with me. What have you got that I had?
Now, calm down, boyo.
Calm down?
Yes, calm down. This is my house.
Ah, and that's my lady.
I'm not at that. And we've got nothing I.
Next door, you. Go on. Go on, I said next door.
Go easy, boyo.
Get your bag and get yourself warm.
Do as he says, Rini.
Right, Davies. Let's have it. What are you trying to prove with my lady? Hey? Man to man.
Yeah, Ray, I think we can do without the man to man.
Don't you stand there and tell me what I can do without, pal. I cannot do without her. And I'm not going to sit on my backside while you play silly beggars behind me back.
I'm doing nothing of the kind, boy.
Well, what the hell are you playing at, then? Have you slept with her, Bryn?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't slept with her. Now, listen, mate.
Mate?
Yes, mate. It's her. It's Rini, you should ask. I shan't take her. Oh, no. Oh, it's up to her.
I cannot understand it. What's her problem?
It might not be her problem, Ray.
Oh, you mean it might be me? Well, this happened, didn't it? I lost the power of my legs, but I'm still the same bloke, honour I?
Like I say, it's up to her. Rini will decide.
Oh, will she? You reckon? We'll see about that, pal. Oh, and by the way... Oh! That's the last time you speak to my lady. From now on, you leave her alone, all right? For good.
That's that then, ma'am. Your lawn's amputated. I'll have that garden bursting with nourishment before long. Manure will be along in a minute.
I'm in it, up to my eyeballs.
What's up, ma'am? Hey, don't cry.
Oh, Mark, what a mess. Oh, come here. I suppose you heard it all, the slanging match.
No, what slanging match?
I didn't do anything wrong, Duck. I haven't done anything wrong, honest.
Brim.
Oh, I think you'd better go home, Duck. Go home.
Why? Why should I?
Oh, Ray will be back in a minute, Duck. You should go.
Why should he? Why shouldn't Dave Brindley bunk with you? To hear what you've been up to. I couldn't have cared less.
Dad, what's up? What's happened?
What happened? I've given that taff what he's had coming for months on
end. You haven't done anything, daft.
Oh, listen at pot calling the kettle black.
Ray, I'll explain. Just calm
down. Shut up, Reenie, will you? Just go away.
You said we should talk this morning.
You've done enough talking for one day to that twerp of a poet. What'd you do? Recite poetry to each other? Whisper sweet rhyming couplets over his kitchen table?
Enjoy me!
Oh, to cap it all, the gargoyle walks in.
I beg your pardon.
Don't you talk to my mother like that.
I'll talk to our two, since it's the day for fouling on her own doorsteps. Come on, Connie, take a pew. Have we got gossip for thee? You can spread it all round Jolly Potters like fireweed. It's your lucky day.
As we're gone, man.
Your daughter has.
I was just walking a back alley and a cabbage zipped past me here. I thought, what the blazes is that? And then I saw him, Bryn, behaving like an animal, pulling up all his plants and chucking them around like a lunatic.
Bryn!
Mum!
Let her go. Like I say, I couldn't care less anymore. Count! And pull you out by the roots, you bloody... Get out of there!
Rin, stop it!
It's too late. Too late, my love. It's all gone. I've destroyed the lot.
Rin, you fool.
Fool? Yes, I suppose. I'm an old fool. A fatuous old man.
No, you aren't.
I was angry. I felt let down, badly let down, my love. I don't mind saying.
I couldn't do it.
You weren't strong enough.
No. Are you all right?
I thought we'd made it. I thought you loved me. I reckon we'd be consummating that love.
So did I.
You've got Ray to look after, I suppose. And it's right that way. Look here. A lifetime's work's gone into this garden, it seems.
Are you all right? Are you cold?
How is he now, Rini? How is Ray?
Oh, he'll be all right.
I just felt let down. Hold me now. At least do that for me.
Bryn? Bryn! Oh, God, Bryn! I've got you, my love. Help! Call an ambulance, somebody! Ray! Oh, Bryn, don't die on me, love! Don't die on me! I love you! Can you hear me? I said I love you! Oh, Bryn, I said I love you!
Stand back, Renee. Ambulance staff know what they're doing. You can't do out to help.
Do as she says, Renee.
Renee, give him room to manoeuvre.
Oh, Bryn, my love.
Okay, Renee, come on, Doc.
Oh, come on, Mum.
Stand back, Renee, love.
I'm going with him. I want to go with him.
It won't do any good, Renee.
It's too late, Mum.
Still, I'm going with him.
No, Renee, stay here, Doc.
Let her go, Ray. It's all over.
Today's episode was written by Mark Bickerton. The Cold Cloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood. Thank you.
Colcleugh's return with another episode tomorrow.